Finally today, I've got our old friend Frank Contreras on the line with us from Mexico City. And Frank, you know why I'm here every year on this day. You get to explain what the 5th of May is all about, Cinco de Mayo. So local Mexican restaurants here will have specials on tacos and margaritas. What about there? Who's actually partying in Mexico on this day?
Really, not very many people ever party in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo. A few school children do because they get a long holiday. It's basically a holiday that's sandwiched right between April 30th, which is National Children's Day. That's much bigger than Cinco de Mayo. And then, of course, May 10th is Mother's Day in Mexico, and that's humongous. But Cinco de Mayo doesn't really get that much attention.
So I guess in one state in Mexico, Puebla, they celebrate it, but that kind of tips to what Cinco de Mayo is all about. So remind us what this holiday celebrates.
Well, the history goes back to the time when the United States was involved with the Civil War, 1862. And at that moment, French invaders were coming into Mexico. And it was a battle that took place in Puebla State, and a small group of outnumbered Mexican soldiers basically fended off the French, and they won the first round. But about a year later, the French returned and actually won a war and installed their own emperor here in Mexico, Maximilian. Eventually, of course, Maximilian was overthrown and the Mexican Republic came into being.
And this holiday now is celebrated by very few people there. I mean, you could argue that Cinco de Mayo is more American than Mexican. I mean, I just read it's a bigger day for beer sales here than the Super Bowl or St. Patrick's Day. So I want you to tell us about the role that one giant beer distributor played in getting us to this point.
That's right. You have to go back to the late 1980s, and this group, Gambrinus, based in San Antonio, was importing Mexico's beer, working directly with these giant beer makers, Corona and Grupo Modelo. And they decided to create this advertising campaign aimed at getting people to sort of return to their roots. And of course, this was happening decades after the Chicano movement took place in the United States. Throughout the American Southwest, you saw a lot of people of Mexican descent turning back to their roots with Mexico. So this beer, specifically Corona beer, and the holiday, it became solidified. And by the late 1990s, about a decade after this first advertising campaign, this connection between Cinco de Mayo and Corona beer was firmly set in our minds, I believe. I think what it really does is it speaks to the power of advertising and, you know, to picking specific markets. And in this case, it had a lot to do with the growing purchasing power of Latinos of Mexican descent in the United States.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You think the beer distributor really wanted to inform Americans about Mexican history?
I think it was something probably less academically oriented than that. It was, sell a lot of beer. And as you say, it's more than any sales that take place on St. Patrick's Day or even the Super Bowl.
Yeah. What do Mexicans think about Americans who celebrate a battle in Mexico, a forgotten battle for most people, by drinking a lot of Mexican beer? It'd be like Canadians drinking whiskey to, celebrate Washington's victory at Yorktown. It's kind of weird.
I think most Mexicans aren't even aware of what folks in the States are doing. They know that Corona beer sells. It's one of the most well-sold beers that exported anywhere in the world, right? So Mexicans are clear on that. But I don't think they understand how this Cinco de Mayo celebration came into being. And I'm sure it would strike them as very odd.
Reporter Frank Contreras, always good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Salud.
Country's forgotten battle, another's excuse to drink. That's how you interpret it, I guess. Like these guys from San Antonio, Piñata Protest, and how they interpret the Mexican ranchera classic, Volver, Volver. And that's the world today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. Thanks for being with us. Este amor apasionado, anda todo alborotado.